Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You can spend as much time as you want with us because we're always online at npr.org. All right, everybody is assembled. I see that our producers have all bellied up to the microphones. They've been out there searching for the most emailed, most popular, and most commented stories on the web. We've been clogging each other's inboxes all day with this. It's called The Most. Editor Trish McKinney back in the studio.
Yeah, let's see how I get through this.
Still sounds a little bit
I've emerged from my flu cave, and now I'm contaminated for Jake's microphone.
Flu cave.
So I have one of the most emailed stories on USA Today. The headline, More Than Meets the Blue Eye, You May All Be Related. And so researchers in Denmark have just published a study in the journal Human Genetics. They found that all blue-eyed people come from one common ancestor whose genes mutated about between 6 and 10,000 years ago. So everybody out there with blue eyes, including myself, Rachel?
No.
Well, green is blue.
Green is not blue.
Green isn't it blue.
It's not brown.
It's not brown. All right, fine. I'll be blue.
Well, mine are green, too. So you and me and Jacob and Agnes and Will, and that's about it. Oh, Manya's Hazel. So she says she's related to us. So we're all related. Everybody else, we're not related to you.
We're the cool kids. We are the cool kids.
Everybody else is brown. So, you know, brown is the default. And apparently they've identified this gene that turns off brown eyes in humans. And I guess they can trace it back to somebody who lived somewhere in the Balkans or near the Black Sea.
Ah, yeah, whatever. As I say, for the brown-eyed people in the house. Matt, you're next.
I have the number 3 most emailed, actually most popular at CNN.com right now. It is Police Parade Kidney-Snatching Mastermind.
That's quite a headline.
Yes, Nepalese police arrested Indian doctor Amit Kumar for being part of this kidney transplant scheme. He's accused of coercing, stealing, or buying kidneys from healthy Indians and then selling them to foreigners for transplant. He walked out smiling. You know, they paraded him in front of all of these media folks. And he says, I have not duped anyone. You know that. And he was smiling. He says he's done nothing wrong. The country has a Human Organ Transplantation Act. And it limits organ donation and transplantation to in India to blood relatives and close family friends.
Wow,
and no money can exchange hands. So that is where, that's how they're getting them.
But you know, it's so prevalent if they have a law on the books.
Yeah, it's a little bit more, it's a little bit more murky. More murky? Murkier?
Murkier.
Murkier, mm. Yeah. English
Murkier.
Major. Thank you.
Caitlin, you're up next.
My story is from the London Times. It's one of the most read. It's headline, See-Through Fish is created to give a clear idea of how cancer spreads.
Oh, see-through clear.
Yeah,
that's
get
a good
it?
Headline.
Good one.
Sorry.
Researchers at the Children's Hospital in Boston bred a special transparent zebra fish to allow them to watch how cancer develops and behaves inside the body. You can see through each internal organ of the fish and its bone, so they were able to watch as melanoma cells left the abdominal cavity and made directly for the skin where the disease took hold.
Wow.
And before they created this fish, they had to figure out how the disease spread by dissecting specimens. So now they can actually, you know, just look at the fish and watch it spread through the body. So they think it'll lead to a lot of breakthroughs.
Rachel, you're
yes, ma'am.
Next.
Okay, I have one of the most emailed on the BBC's website. And one would think that if one were to implement yoga in prison, that this would be therapeutic, that this would somehow relax people, give them time to meditate, you know, become one with their inner self.
Yeah, go let that murderer align his chakras.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Dog.
Apparently, a prison in Norway stopped holding yoga classes after it found out that instead of calming the inmates, it actually made them more aggressive.
I want to weigh in on this.
Trisha.
I went
fine.
To
you yoga anti-yoga invective.
I took a yoga class once and it made me angry. Very angry.
Well, this is the whole thing of what people are saying is that that these people clearly have other psychological issues.
What?
That they're not able to clear them out. And if being still makes you angry, perhaps there's some other things you need to address. That's
I
all
think
I'm
it's
saying.
About standing in weird positions and then having somebody be like, your legs are wrong and do this and do that. And I was like, this is not relaxing at all.
You're right. That can be annoying.
Or Trish has done time and we don't know
about it. This is true.
That's for that. Another day.
I vote for that one. All right. Google Trends, as is every Friday, the most searched terms on Google Trends. It's dominated by people trying to answer the questions from, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Now, both the question and answer of one of these, one of the subjects, I think is the $1 million question, in fact, are in the top 10 terms. The question was on twice at number 4 and number 9. So here you go.
The U.S. history question worth $1 million is... what American pilot was the first person to exceed the speed of sound in an airplane? What American pilot was the first person to exceed the speed of sound in an airplane?
So number 4 and number 9 was first person to exceed speed of sound. Anybody? Anybody?
I don't know.
All right, here's what the contestant had to say.
I'm going to say Howard Hughes.
And I'm going to say she was wrong.
Yeah. He built a plane that couldn't get off the ground.
Right? Number one. It was number one Google term, most searched, Chuck Yeager.
Chuck Yeager.
Chuck, of course.
Chuck, yeah. Yeager. Chuck Yeager. It happened when he was just 24. Think about that.
That's amazing.
By the way, Chuck Yeager turns 85 next Wednesday, so...
he's still alive.
He's still alive. So happy birthday.
Fun facts.
Birthday, Chuck.
That does it for the most people. You can find these stories and more on our website at npr.org/Bryant Park.
Thanks, guys.